In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday again. It's raining and chilly here in Cleveland, Ohio. But welcome to Morning Coffee with Dr. T. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly Morning Coffee. Think of this event as if we planned to meet at a local coffee shop every Tuesday morning for a little chat, a cup of joe, and then talk about some topics or two, and hopefully you'll come with your questions so that we can get your questions answered. This whole event is specifically designed for you so that you can get your specific questions answered. But I can't answer specific medical advice, so please post your questions in the chat or in the Q&A in a more generic form so that they will be beneficial to everyone. So I want to welcome everybody here. I hope you had a great holiday weekend. I worked like crazy all weekend. I worked 4 or 5 hours out in the yard. I sprayed my front patio. I raked up all the leaves. I did all kinds of stuff. And I'll tell you, my back's really kind of sore this morning because I really did a lot on Sunday. Friday and Saturday, I was in Austin, Texas. I went down there for a business meeting, which was really good. It was a good event to go to. Flew down on Friday, flew back on Saturday, spent all day Sunday working in the yard. And then yesterday, I had a lot of work I had to do yesterday. So unfortunately, it was pretty here yesterday, but it was kind of chilly. So I didn't get a chance. So it wasn't anything that you want to do outside. And today it's overcast and kind of rainy, supposed to rain all week. So a good place to meet here this morning, having a cup of coffee. This weekend, there was a bunch of things that happened that were kind of, surprising in a way. And I'm not sure how I got this video, but there was a video that was done with Joe Rogan and a guest, Terrence Williams, I think is his last name.
Howard.
Okay. Terrence. Oh, wow. That was loud. Terrence Howard, who was an actor. And suddenly while he was doing this video, he had a bell that went off and he said, it's time for me to do my detox. And then he proceeded to talk about our Touchstone spray that we've been promoting for the last 4 years. Here's the video. It's not very long. If you haven't seen it, it's worth watching. It's only 2.5 minutes. Michelle, go ahead and play it.
Okay, let me know if you can hear it, okay?
That's my detox
yep,
thing.
Yep, can hear it.
I'm supposed to detox right now.
How do you detox? You detox on a timer? What do you do?
There's my wife got me these things, because I'm supposed to take this.
What is that?
And
pure body extract.
And there's another one.
Advanced daily cellular detox. What's in this? Oh boy!
And this too.
What's in this stuff?
Just things to counteract the natural the metals that we have in our bodies that wear us out.
And you just take these periodically throughout the day on a timer?
Yeah, I got to do it now. I got to do it.
Okay.
Now. I take a dropper, part of that dropper, and then 4 sprays, and it removes the parasites from your system, like oil of oregano, like using oil of oregano instead of using antibiotics.
And have you felt an effect?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you feel when you take this?
Well, I used to have really thick, dark circles under my eyes. That's gone away in the last 6 months I've been using that. my skin. I'm 55 years old. I'm 55 years old and I smoke. Do I look like I'm 55
years old? No, you don't. You look great. And you think that's because of this?
I think, well, I'm going to show you a picture of what I used to look like when my wife met me. And I don't know if you could... She'll be mad if I throw this up, but she's a beautiful one. But this is what I looked like when my wife met me. I was 256 pounds.
Were you eating differently?
Now I'm intermittent fasting. I follow her routine, but she turned me from that into this. It's like she shined up.
Yeah, you look about 15 years younger now.
Yeah, and that's because of her. I still smoke my cigarettes.
Why do you do that?
I'm a crackhead. I don't
know. So, there you go. And the internet was ablaze by that interview last night, or that interview over the weekend. And because, you know, there have been several people, several in a couple of organizations that have been saying bad things about Touchstone Essential and saying that zeolite just doesn't really work. It's just a scammy sort of thing, but it isn't. In fact, we've been promoting this for more than 4 years, not because it's not because it doesn't work. We promote it because it does work. I use it. In fact, here's my bottle. I use it every single day. Mine is upstairs sitting next to all the vitamins I take. I take it twice a day, 4 little sprays underneath my tongue. I use the fulvic minerals in some water. I personally don't like the taste of it very well. I know Michelle did a video that shows how you can mix it up and put some lemon and things in it. That's a little too much fuss for me. But anyways, I take that because it's good for your gut, for gut detox. But this, the Touchstone spray, it's easy to take. We've been promoting it for over 4 years, and a lot of people have been saying, oh, it doesn't work, and trying to talk smack about it and say it's bad stuff. But it's really good, and we got an unintentional, really big plug from Joe Rogan, of all people. And that little video, when I watched it, it had 1.9 million views already. So if you're taking Touchstone Essentials spray, don't stop. If you stopped it, restart it, because it really does work. It gets rid of all kinds of metals. It gets rid of persistent organic pollutants, gets rid of all sorts of detox things. And people say, well, how long do I have to keep taking this stuff? Well, I guess until you stop living in a toxic world and you eat totally pristinely and you don't have any chemtrails, you don't have any stuff in your water, you know that your food is pristine because you knew you grow it, and you lived on a little island somewhere in the middle of the world that you were totally protected. Yeah, I suppose you could stop taking it then. But since that's probably an unrealistic perspective, taking Touchstone and using it is really important. In fact, we got so kind of annoyed by all these people saying bad things about zeolite and how zeolite from Touchstone doesn't really work. We are having a free webinar on June the 15th. It's a Saturday morning on June the 15th. With a Dr. Lee, who is a ace scientist, a real honest-to-goodness scientist that's an expert in all the different forms of zeolites. And he's going to come on and do a free webinar for us. It's probably a two-hour webinar. It's on June the 15th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time with Dr. Lee about the true science behind zeolite. Now, it's a free webinar. All you have to do is sign up. Just have to register for you to be able to get a spot on the Zoom call. And it's going to be great. He's going to be talking about as something that I've said for quite a while, about all the different forms of zeolite and why the zeolite that's in Touchstone really works, why the health conscious zeolites are different than the industrial grade zeolites. And I really encourage all of you to register. I'm not sure where do they go to register, Michelle?
We created a quick bit.ly link. Sorry, Cookie. Diane's going to also send out an email for this, but we created a quick bit.ly link, which is bit.ly zeolite web, just short form for zeolite webinar. But we'll have it on our website too. Diane's going to put it up on the newsletter and make sure that everybody in our list gets it. And anybody who's watching this show, we're putting it up in the studio so you can have the link to that as well.
There you go. Well, if you're not a member of our email list, which I kind of assume a lot of people are, but, you know, we have new people that join us every Tuesday morning and people that kind of hop in and hop out. So if you aren't on our email list, please join. You can go to drtenpenny.com/join if you just want to do it from a link, or if you go to the website, there's a drop-down window over on the far right-hand side of the page where you can join, but the link is drtenpenny.com/join to join our email list. We send out 3 emails a week. Monday just tells you who the guests are during the week so you can plan your week accordingly. Wednesday is our educational day where we have lots of really important information and educational stuff. It's our best read email. I mean, it's got a lot of opens and a lot of reads. And then on Friday, we'll talk here in just a couple of minutes about Friday favorites, because we really specialize in, on things on Fridays that are really important for us to take a look at. In fact, let me just talk about just for just a second. This last Friday focus was on physical fitness. It was taking back your blood sugar. It was talking about glucose control. Now, glucose control is another product by Touchstone Essentials. You take one of those a day. It really does cut down cravings. I take one every single day. I continuing to lose some weight a little bit at a time from doing a little bit of detox. And I take that every day because it keeps the munchies away. and then we were talking about understanding the why of ECP therapy. You know, ECP therapy stands for external counterpulsation. It has been around since 1953. It was FDA approved for chronic angina in 1995. It has been used extensively since that time. But in 2010, excuse me, the bottom sort of fell out of usage because reimbursement stopped. As soon as reimbursement stops, doctors don't know how to bill for any other thing, bill for anything except through insurance. And so the utilization went way down. That it was, unless you could put as your number one reason you were getting it chronic or unstable angina, insurance refused to pay. Investigations into how ECP really works have continued since 2010. So for the last almost 15 years, investigations have continued in India, China, Singapore, and Japan, where they have very large and aging populations like we have here in the United States. And they were doing a lot of investigations because they were still trying to understand how exactly does this thing work? I mean, you have 2 big blood pressure cuffs around each calf, around each thigh and around your lower abdomen, and you're hooked up to an external monitor by a 3-lead EKG. So your heart beats the cuffs, the heart, the cuffs, the heart, the cuffs, and that's kind of, it kind of sounds like that. And what it really does is it pushes the blood back up into your heart when your heart is resting. And so it does really, really good things. Then there was a study that came out, not really a study, but it was a group by called the Loan Institute, LOWN, the Loan Institute, that was founded by a invasive cardiologist who had done research for a long, long time. And he said, you know, I put in thousands and thousands of stents. I wonder if it did any good. So they did a survey of, I think it was over 2 million data points. It was 1,700 hospitals. And the conclusion of the study was, the bottom line is stents don't work. They're expensive. They cause potentially all sorts of problems and side effects and complications. And at the end of the day, they don't work. They're put in unnecessarily. It's something that people psychologically have gotten used to. It's putting on the stage right now where it talks about this. What is the harms? Well, after you can get a perforation, you can get it can clot off and form a blood clot. which then leads to a heart attack. You can have bleeding, bruising, or a fistula that forms. A 2001 study said that that the incidence of complications was about 1.6%. And if you just stopped there, you thought, well, 1.6%, that's acceptable. That's a really low risk rate until you do the math. And if they put in 3 million stents per year, and that's times 1.6%, that's 48,000 complications. That's a lot of complications. And the and then the 229,000 was what they were looking at on an individual hospital. It's over 3,000 complications. So the most important number there is, if you know, on an annual basis, over 3 million stents are put in. That's one every 7 minutes, and they don't work, and they can cause all kinds of complications. And most people just go along with it. Well, I've got a blockage, I need to get a stent, because that's what we've gotten used to from conventional medicine, saying that that's what we need to do. But this organization, scroll up on that, Michelle or Cookie, who's ever doing it. Go right, the Loan Institute, spelled L-O-W-N, that hospitals perform over 229,000 unnecessary stents. And that was just in a two-year period of time that they evaluated this, from 2019 to 2021. Now take that over the last 20 years and add on 22, 23, and now 24 of 200,000 unnecessary stents times 20 years. Well, that's millions. It's cost billions of dollars in wasted Medicare dollars because the procedure doesn't work. Now, how does that matter if you've got chest pain and you've got a blockage? Well, with ECP, what your blood does, what your body does, is with that little extra blood flow that goes back into your heart. You know, I did an interview with a doctor from New York that was really, really good. And he'd explained it of saying that, you know, when your heart pumps and when it relaxes is when the blood flows into the heart muscle and feeds the heart muscle. And with ECP, it gets a little bit bigger, in his words, a little bigger gulp of blood. So it gets more oxygen, more ventilation, more nutrients, all sorts of things that causes causes your heart to get a little bit better treatment. And what that does then is it increases nitric oxide, it increases VEGF, and it creates, you can build your own blood vessels around that blockage, so your heart does its own bypass surgery. And so it's a really important thing that we can do. And on this coming Friday, this coming Friday, I guess I was thinking because it's the 31st and October 31st goes together. It's May 31st. This coming Friday, we are having an open house event at our location in Ventura, California. We're doing it because, yeah, you can shut that off there now. We're doing it because we moved to a new location. The other location was bigger than we needed, and the rent was really expensive. And so we found a place that was about the same size, maybe just a tiny bit smaller. The rooms were nicer. They redid the floors. They did all kinds of things for us. And we moved in there about a month ago. And it's so we're doing it as a reopening event. I'm going to fly out there. I'm going to be there on the 31st of May. The event is from noon to 3 o'clock Pacific time. We're just going to have an open house where people can come in, they can get on the beds, they can try it out, so they can see what it's like. You can meet the staff, you can see our new location, and the new place is just really beautiful. So we hope that if you've got friends and family out in the California area, that you will come up to our location in Ventura on May the 31st from 12 to 3 Pacific time and join us for our opening grand opening event. We're going to do probably another, maybe bigger event, maybe midsummer towards fall. But right now, we really would like to have you come and see the place. Sign up for a package. Sign up for a package of what you're doing in Cleveland also. And we hope to see you there. Let's see, I keep moving my things because I somehow screwed up my screens, and I have trouble finding what I'm looking for. So I hope that gives you some idea about what ECP is all about. And then I hope that you will are reading my Substacks. My Substacks is drtenpenny.substack.com. It comes out on Saturday. And then I posted an article that was up that was about weather modification this week that Jackie wrote that was on the Tenpenny Report, which is really becoming very popular. And it's a article that we send out on Wednesdays. And I also posted it on my Substack on Saturday because I was traveling this week and I didn't have time to write anything. And so it was very well received. A lot of really high level, interesting comments. And like in a lot of places, you know, what's really interesting to read is the comments. And so I really enjoy reading the comments and things that are there. To see what people have to say and how they like it and other feedback. And then on Sunday, I write Tenpenny Walk with God, which is a promotion kind of area for me to be able to say, you know, my new book that's out, Tenpenny Walk is Walking with God. And I hope that it's a book that you'll use for a long time because it's really cool. It's got lots of pictures in it. And it's short little vignettes. It's a compilation of all my Substacks that I've done, not all of them, a lot of my Substacks that I've done since about June of 2020. We organize them into categories. And the best place for you to buy that is if you just go to drtenpenny.com and scroll down about a third of the page. There's a link there that you can order it directly. And I hope that you will support our effort. I hope that it will be something that'll be meaning to you. We've had people that have bought one and then they've come back and bought four or five to hand out to friends, which we really appreciate and I really appreciate. And we're just about done with book two. I'm not exactly sure. We thought it would be coming out by Father's Day. It may be a little bit later in the summer, but that's almost done. The book I'm writing about the stroke that I had, it's under process. I'm also doing some research on a book about vaccines and our food. So I'm busy. I'm doing a lot of writing and I'm putting a lot of information out there to people that they don't generally have at their fingertips. So with that, let's start with our questions for this morning. Any suggestions for restoring one's hair after chemo? We talked about this last week, Joanne. I guess maybe you weren't part of the conversation, but after the chemotherapy is over, your hair is made out of amino acids. And so it's really important for you to take a lot of amino acids. And there's a really good amino acid supplement that we sell in our store. It's through nutritional, I think it's through Designs for Health. It's a powder. I take it and put it in my drink that I make every daily. It tastes really good. A lot of times amino acid protein powders are really kind of excellent. They really are. I said that wrong. A lot of times the amino acid powders are really awful. They just taste rank. And this is really tasty. It's got a little bit of a sweet taste to it. It's got all the amino acids in it. I just put a level scoop into my drink that I'm making in the morning. So your body needs a lot of amino acids to rebuild hair. We also talked about the use of natural progesterone. That if you are using a little bit of natural progesterone that you just rub it lightly on your fingertips and then rub it into your scalp, that helps the hair follicles. Now, if you've completely lost all of your hair and you have areas of your hair that doesn't grow back, that generally means that the hair follicle has been killed by the chemotherapy. I don't know of anything that restores or brings back to life dead cells in your hair follicles. But if you start to get a little bit of hair and you can feel it feels like a little bit of fuzzy, like a day of somebody's beard, it starts to be a little bit fuzzy. Natural progesterone can help. And you just put it, massage it right into your scalp. And it doesn't need to be much. It's just enough to that you're covering on the tips of your fingertips and lots of amino acids and see if that doesn't help. Any suggestion how to raise a sodium level in your blood work? I think it's about 130 and it's about 135. Well, I'm not sure why you want to raise your sodium level. It's, if the normal range is it's about, if it's a little bit low, you can always add a little bit of of a good quality salt to your diet, because salt is sodium chloride. That's probably the best way, as long as you don't have any blood pressure issues and you don't have any other kidney issues, but just by adding some good quality salt. You know, I've gone out to Amazon. I know, I feed the beast. I do. And I bought some flavored salts that are just out of this world good. We also use, because they have their smoky salt, there's a small salt that you can put on popcorn. It has popcorn flavored salt. There's one that's a jalapeno salt that I like a lot. And those are different than the spices that we recommend from Leila Ali. Leila Ali's spices are spices. They are flavorful spices that you put on your food, and they don't have much salt. So if you're just looking for salt with a little bit of taste, that might be a suggestion. I really like this company. They also have some rubs and different things. One is like Jamaican, one is Thai that I use on when I do roasts and things like that. And so it's a good place that you can get some additional salt in your diet, and that's what would increase your sodium. But the sodium potassium pump in your cells and in through your kidney is highly regulated. And if your body doesn't think you need a whole lot more salt, it's just going to dump the sodium. So just be aware of that. That I don't think a sodium of 131 is terribly low, but the easiest way to do it is just by adding some salt to your diet.
Dr. T, I have a question for you in regards to, you were talking about the aminos. You have an amino acid supreme inside of the shop. It says free form essential amino acid powder. Would that be good for what you had mentioned just before this last question?
Yeah, that was what I'm referring to.
Okay, I put the link here in the chat for everyone. I'll send it to Diane to post it as well on the live.
Yeah, it's that's the free form amino acids. It's of all of the amino acids, and it's kind of sweet. I'm not sure what they use. I off the top of my head, I'm not sure what they use for
this fruit for punch.
What is it?
It says fruit punch, and it's sweetened with a stevia.
Okay, so there you go. And it's if you don't have something to sweeten, just an amino acid powder, it is so rank and disgusting tasting. You won't want to take it. And this is, it's very, very fine. And just, there's a little scooper in it, and it's really tasty. It's really quite good. Okay. Talk about liver cleanses. What's your suggestion for a detox? Liz, I don't have anything specifically off the top of my head. I don't know. The girls were talking about detoxes before I came on this morning. Maybe they've got something to add for you about liver detoxes. I don't know. I just use my zeolite. That's what I use for that. And I use a lot of the amino acids to clean out my liver. I don't have a specific liver detox. Do you girls have anything you want to add to that?
I like to do the milk thistle. We have that in the shop too. Milk thistle and what's that thing that they say to go along with it? NAC, right? Milk thistle and NAC.
Right. Because milk thistle and NAC going together, they work together synergistically than they do individually. For liver support, I don't always think about that as a liver detox, but I do think about it as liver support, because both of them together provide glutathione to your liver, and your liver needs a lot of glutathione to do its job. And you can't really take just oral glutathione. It gets destroyed by your stomach acid. And it's not very well absorbed underneath the tongue because it's a large molecule. And so by NAC and milk thistle, putting those two together, it increases the glutathione in your liver, but it's not a specific liver detox. Do you have anything else, Michelle?
You know, I'm not a big drinker, as you know. That always helps me, by the way. So if I do drink the night before, the next morning, that's my milk thistle and thing. You do have an Opti Liver Cleanse inside the store as well, Dr. T, and I'll tell you what's in that one. And I'm going to butcher these words here, but Bergesin FF proprietary blend. It says bergamot orange extract, citrus, bergamia, riso, fruit, and albedo fibers, as artichoke extract leaf and aged black garlic extract. And that's the Opti Liver Cleanse. I'll put that here as well.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Dr. T, Michelle, yeah. Another really simple thing that everyone can do is castor oil packs on your liver.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To support the natural cleansing process. And if you're so inclined, coffee enemas with a good, clean coffee that's designed for doing coffee enemas can help also to relieve the congestion that your liver's clogged up with and help it function better.
And a few people here in the chat, Dr. T, when we had Savannah Lalia on, she talked about liver cleanses and kidney cleanses. So several of the people in our chat are actually doing her liver cleanse. And she has a link, I think, that we can get a percentage off. I'm trying to remember now. It was a couple of morning coffees ago. But I'll make sure that we get that up here as well. But if you go to her website, which I'll pull up in a second, Savannah Alalia, and you just go ahead and order the liver cleanse and let her know that you're with Dr. T, that you heard of her from Dr. T, she'll get you a discount for that liver cleanse as well.
Well, there you go. You know, it takes a village sometimes to answer that.
I know. Imagine collaboration. Imagine that we can all lean on each other to, you know, get information out here. It's great.
Yeah. And I see that Cookie put up a link to my coffee from MyPillow. I'm telling you, it is the best coffee. It has really, I told you this before that when they sent me some to try, they sent me a dark roast. And the dark roast isn't usually what I get, but I really like it. It's really smooth. And we put up before, I think there's a link on our website, when we got all these questions that came in about formaldehyde processing and do they check for mold and all these different things. And they were so transparent about coming back with all the different things. And I think that they posted it on our website that this big long list of explanations of how good it is and how pure it is. And so if you go to that link and you put in DRT, which is our affiliate code with them at your checkout, then you get a really nice discount. In fact, all of the MyPillow discount, all of the MyPillow things that we promote and we make suggestions for, and Diane makes these beautiful assets for, our affiliate code is DRT, and the discounts are really nice. I mean, I just ordered a little while ago, I ordered a new set of sheets for my upstairs guest bedroom bed. And I thought, well, I'm going to use my own affiliate code. And it was really good. I was surprised at how much the discount was. And they have really good products. The sheets that I have on my bed, I've had for a couple of years. I've used MyPillow pillows. They're Pillow 2.0, which I think are really super good. So if you haven't tried those products, please go out to MyPillow.com and use the affiliate code DRT when you check out. Now, the other one for the coffee is MyStore.com. And if you go to MyStore.com and you put coffee in the search, that's a really good way to find that. Diane asked me, is zeolite detox zeolite detox Prolia shot and their side effects? Prolia is an injectable medication for osteoporosis. I'm not sure if it's once or twice a year that you take Prolia. And the rest of the question says, one of my clients is experiencing horrible pain after being talked into getting the shot for osteoporosis. She regrets that choice. You know, the problem with those drugs is how they work. They go in and they permanently destroy your osteoclasts. And in your bone, there are two primary types of cells. Osteoblasts with a B, which build up bones. Osteoblasts are builders. And osteoclasts with a C, which is claws. So it claws out old and dead bone. So osteoblasts and osteoclasts are in balance, and they work together through your entire life. That they get rid of old bone, and then the osteoblasts build that back up. And the reason that people get osteoporosis generally is because they have an acidic diet. Now, there is a whole other class of osteoporosis that comes with familial osteoporosis that's a genetic defect, but that's really a small percentage of the population, even though doctors would lead you to believe that that's a very large percentage of the population. It's not. It's small. The main reason people get osteoporosis, osteopenia, which is the beginnings of osteoporosis, is the early thinning of the cortex of your bone, is the reason that people get that is primarily is because they are acidic. They have, or they are drinking too much soda pop. Too much soda pop. Soda pop has phosphates in it. That's what gives it the bubbles. And there's another balance in your system. It's called the calcium phosphate buffer system. That's very important for the balance of your cells. And if you're too acidic or you have too many phosphates in your system, then you need to neutralize that. Your body goes, hey, there's acid in here. We have to get rid of it. We need to neutralize it with calcium because calcium is an acid neutralizer. And what you have in your whole body is this skeleton that is a source for that calcium to leach it, to pull it out of your bones and to neutralize out that acidity. So the real treatment for osteopenia and osteoporosis is neutralization of acid. Get rid of some people I know. I have a friend who used to drink an entire liter of Diet Coke a day. Oof. I mean, now think about that. Not only is she getting the aspartame in there, but she's getting all the phosphates, all the bubbly stuff. And she was just a short little, she was very short. She was like maybe 5'1". And I used to say to her, do you know what you're doing to your bones by drinking all of that? Oh, that's just nonsense, she would say to me. She was an ER doc friend of mine. So get rid of the soda pop as much as you possibly can. All the different stuff. Think about the acid. How much red meat are you eating? Because if you're not really digesting your red meat and taking good digestive enzymes, when you eat a lot of red meat, you can create a lot of extra acids. That's another way where you get acidic. Smoking cigarettes causes a lot of acid in your system. Anything that can make you acidic, and you can test that with little simple urine dipsticks that you can, I think you can get them mostly at the store. You can get them at, I think, Walgreens and CVS, urine dipsticks for testing your first morning urine. Actually, the best way to test your urine for acid is your second morning urine. You pee, and then like an hour later, you come back and test again. Because when you test first morning urine, yes, it's going to be very acidic and it's going to be very high in toxicities because overnight your body's been cleansing and your liver and your kidneys have been filtering things out all night long. They're pooling in your bladder and they're sitting in your bladder for when you get up in the morning. The first thing you do is you go to the bathroom and you pee. So of course, that first morning urine is going to be very highly concentrated with acids and all sorts of toxicities and things like that. You go to the bathroom, pee that out. Then about an hour later, if you go back in the bathroom, you only need a couple of drops. So you don't need a full bladder full. And there's little litmus paper test strips that you can get that are really inexpensive. You can buy them at, like I said, Walgreens, CVS, probably Walmart, Target, places like that for a pH test strip. And you just need a couple of little drops that you pee on that little test strip paper. And it tells you what your acidity is. And it should be, you know, urine should be somewhere between 5 and 6 acid because you want it to be a little bit acidic, a little bit more than the blood, because one of the functions of your kidneys is to get rid of extra acids. But if it's really, really acidic, think about what that acidity is doing to the rest of your body and doing to your bones. And that is something that you can correct with diet. You go on a more vegetarian diet, you know, lots and lots of vegetarian vegetables can do a simple detox. So that was a really long-winded answer, Diane, about the Prolia. Prolia actually goes in and kills the osteoclasts. So I think she's having side effects from the medication and what it's done to her bones. Now, you could try the zeolite. Because the zeolite takes out persistent organic pollutants. It does take out some chemicals and things like that. It's certainly not going to hurt anything. And it may help her, not only her side effects from the Prolia, but it may just help her overall to detox, which is what zeolite does, the Pure Body Extra spray that zeolite does.
And just really quick, if anybody wants to get a discount on that Pure Body, just go to drtdetox.com. That's Dr. T, D-R-T, detox.com. And you'll get your first bottle for about, I think it's $13.99 and free shipping.
Well, there you go. That's it. And that's even better. I'm sure the link is, we'll put the link up in the chat. And have her give it a try. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything. You can't make any promises on any of these supplements, but you can make recommendations. And I do think that this might be something that will help her. But I think the main thing that you can do with her is work with her on her diet. That may be the key to her success. And I'm sorry that, you know, all those osteoporosis drugs, I should do a whole thing on osteoporosis. That's one of the things on the list of the short webinars I want to do, like an hour and a half, maybe a 2 hour max webinar, either osteoporosis, thyroid disease, the myth of the mammogram, breast health. There's a lot of things that I could do, you know, put together for people, and really give people really good information about what these drugs and things do, because they're really bad. And I've always wondered, how does it work that you're giving someone an IV medication, whether it's once a month, once a quarter, once every couple of years, or I mean, once every 6 months, or even, excuse me, even once a year. I think the Prolio is once a year. What do you do if you have a side effect? You've injected a medication in there that's going to last for a year. And what if it causes side effects? What if you have a reaction to it? What if you get it in your body and like this client you were talking about has horrible pain ever since then? What do you do to reverse that? And conventional medicine, of course, has no answers. So the best thing is to avoid those drugs as much as possible and get onto a better bone health thing. I'm going to write that down about osteoporosis. There seems to be a lot of questions that come up about bone health. And I think that I have a lot to say about that, a lot to say about what these drugs do and what you can do instead. So maybe that's something I'll work on over the next couple of weeks. Okay, I heard the chat week on restoring hair, but I didn't recall suggested solution. Does anyone acquire natural progesterone? Well, natural progesterone that I like and that I use comes from an integrative medicine, a physician, or a naturopath that writes prescriptions. Now, there are some over-the-counter ones that are made from wild gam. They are not as strong, and you don't know what the whole ingredients are. When they started saying that they could make natural progesterone from wild gam, it worked in the laboratory. But in order to activate it in your body, it never turned out to do a very good job. And that's why when I was seeing patients, why I would always use the prescription form, because it came from a compounding pharmacy. You knew exactly what the dose was and you knew exactly how to dose it. And you didn't overdose it, even though it'd be kind of hard to overdose on natural progesterone. You could get it naturally. So I would say maybe find an integrative physician, particularly if you're recovering from cancer. In my practice, all the years, I never really treated cancer patients. It just was not my anything I really enjoyed doing. I always felt that if you were going to do integrative or more holistic cancer treatment, it ought to be the primary focus of what you do, that you're really, really interested in it. You're constantly on the updates for new types of testing and new types of protocols, because there are dozens and dozens and dozens of different types of cancer. So in order for you to either be really good at it as a generalist, or you had to specialize in, say, one type of cancer, say breast cancer or colon cancer, you really had to be an expert, because there's not much margin for error. I mean, if you treat people naturally and they die, that's not much margin for error. And generally, it's the families that my experience from talking to other friends, it's not the person that you're treating that gets hostile. if things don't go well, it's their family members that get hostile because they're like, I told mom she should have done chemotherapy. And it's just an emotional tumultuous thing that I really wasn't interested in doing. Having said that, the two types of places that I would treat cancer patients, number one was when they very first got diagnosed. When they really first got diagnosed, they were scared to death and they wanted to know what their options were. So I would do a consult with them, like about a 75-minute consult. We'd talk about genetics, we'd talk about diet, we'd talk about all kinds of things. And then I would lay out the three forms of treatment that they had. They could go all conventional, they could go all alternative, or they could find someone that could do a blend of in between. And I had a list of physicians that that they could choose from around the country that they could contact. Then we would talk about making a matrix that you would put all your questions down the side and say a spreadsheet, all your questions down the side. And across the top, you would put the name of each doctor or clinic that you called and that you would fill this out. So you would get all of your questions answered, like, what is your success rate? How often do you treat cancer? What kind of cancers do you treat? What are the treatment protocols you use? What are your costs? Do you use any conventional testing at all that I can build to my insurance? Is it all going to be out of pocket? I mean, all the questions that you would ask that would be down the left-hand column of the spreadsheet. And then across the top, you would make the columns pretty wide and you would put the name of each doctor or each clinic that you called and ask those questions to. Now, this is a way that for you to do information gathering, because getting the diagnosis of cancer is not a 5-alarm fire. I mean, it's not like, oh my God, conventional medicine treats it like it's a 5-alarm fire, like a heart attack or a stroke or a ruptured aneurysm or something that you're going to die if you don't get treatment in the next 24 hours, which is not true. By the time you get diagnosed with cancer, that has been growing. That cancer has been burbling along in your system for anywhere from 5 to 7 years before it gets to the place it gets large enough or causes symptoms enough for it to be diagnosed. So if you get the diagnosis of cancer, I always tell people the first thing you need to do is sit down and take a deep breath. Collect yourself, pray. Get with your friends and family members that are going to be in your inner circle, and you get collect yourself, and then you set up this matrix, because you know cancer is something that needs to be treated urgently but not emergently, meaning that you can't let it go for years without doing something. You need to do it in a timely fashion of say weeks to months that you need to make a decision, but you don't have to make a decision by this Friday. And they will force you to try to do that you need to get that decision right now, and you don't. So that's why I suggested for people to set up these spreadsheets. And these are the people that you can call, go and, you know, people may make recommendations. You may find people on the internet. Call and ask all of your questions. Create a matrix so you've got everything on one page so you can look across. Well, this doctor said this and this clinic said that, and you've got it all in one place. And then once you've collected all of your data, get really quiet and pray about it. Get really, really quiet and listen to what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you about the way to go. I mean, is your spirit saying, you know, I'm not sure I really feel comfortable with all these alternative things. I really feel like I want to go with conventional medicine. Pay attention to that. If your spirit says, if I do conventional medicine, I know it's going to kill me, pay attention to that. And then make your decision on which clinic, which doctor, which protocol, whatever you're going to do. And you and your spouse, your family, whoever your closest people are, make that decision and put a black indelible circle around it. And then tell all your friends and family member, this is what we're going to do. And this is the way we're going. And I don't want to hear anything else about it. Unless you are here to support this decision and support the way that we're going, I don't want any offshoots, because if suddenly, you know, you've made this decision, you've done all this work over the next 3 to 4 weeks, you've made a decision, you've prayed about it, you've gotten quiet in your spirit, and you make a decision that this is what you're going to do, the last thing you need is conflict. The last thing you need is somebody to go, well, I don't know. I don't know if I really trust that protocol or not. Because what you need is clarity, and you need confidence in making the decision, because fighting cancer and getting rid of this, one of the most important tools you have is your mind and your spirit. Your mind, you say, okay, I'm going to do this. You don't want any conflicting, well, I don't know, you know, stuff out here. So you tell your friends and family member that from now on, if you come here and you want to talk to me about this cancer, unless you're here to support the decisions that me and my spouse or me and my family or me personally has made, the conversation is off the table. We're not talking about it unless you're here to support my decision. So it's really, and so those are the, you know, I would see patients on the very front end of cancer, and we would have this 75-minute, much longer detailed conversation, but you get the idea. Or I would see people after they've already been through cancer treatment, and they would want to know what they could do to get healthy so it doesn't come back. And that's another whole conversation about different things. And very individualized. And I would do genetic treatment, genetic evaluations at that time. It was a pretty extensive workup to try to figure out why they possibly got it, what they need to do going forward, and how this needs to be a lifelong change. It isn't something you're going to do for a couple of months and say, oh, well, I'm going back to the way I was before because this is too hard. So these questions that I'm getting about cancer, that's kind of my overall evaluation about how I did things with cancer. And I hope that will give you some direction to where you want to go and some things that you can find. You know, our clinic at Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center here in Cleveland, Ohio, tenpennyimc.com, like Integrative Medical Center, tenpennyimc.com. You know, Dr. Clapper, that's there, she does a great job with evaluating patients and treating them for cancer. She's an internist by training, so she's a general internal medicine doctor. She does a lot with hormones and with cancer treatments and with evaluations. She does a really great job. And then I've got two PAs, two physician's assistants, Carla and Sandy. Sandy's been with me for 23 years. So Sandy really knows me and knows what I would do. In fact, I used to always tease her about being a little mini me, because she had worked with me for so long that if patients came in and they couldn't get in to see me, they could see Sandy. They would say, gosh, it felt like I was just talking to Dr. Tenpenny. Well, it's because Sandy knows my protocols and she's been with me for a long time. And she and Carla, you know, do breast exams, do talk to people about reviewing their thermograms. We do breast thermography in the office. We do great treatments with allergy elimination. Carla does myofascial release and mannitol injections. We do lots of really specific evaluations for nutrients and hormones and stool tests. And we have a big supplement line in the hospital. So if you are not in the hospital, in the clinic. And so if you, you know, are anywhere around Northeast Ohio, or we've had people from all 50 states and 20 countries come. So if people say, well, I live over by Chardon, that's too far for me to drive. And that's about 35 minutes, by the way. I would say, well, you know, people have come from Oklahoma. I think you too can drive 35 minutes to come to the clinic. And so if you know anybody that's around Northeast Ohio that's looking for an integrative medicine practice, Tenpenny IMC is the place to go. It's been my clinic since 1996. The people that are there are trained by me. They know what I do. Even though right now I'm not actively seeing patients, they are, and they can serve your health in a lot of really amazing ways. Okay, I'm looking at another. Ken, I need to find a nurse to care for my husband and a sitter to watch my 2-year-old grandsons. It would make my year to meet you. Well, Amy, I will tell you something about me going to be at the Reawake America tour in Sterling Heights in Michigan. I'm going to be only there for a really short period of time. I'm driving up the night before on Thursday night. I speak at noon on Friday, and I've got a flight out that afternoon. So I won't be there for very often. And so with all of that, you may not get to run into me because it's a really busy, very, very busy place. And it's hard to make arrangements, even to meet people that you want to meet there. So I will just tell you, I'm not going to be there for the full 2 days. I'm only going to be there for a few hours. But thank you so much for thinking about making that that time to come up there. If you're going to be there, come to the Great Awakened American Tour. It is supposedly Clay Clark's last event. He is going to, there are rumors that he may have one more in October before the election. But that is way, way up in the air and just kind of theoretical right now, that this sounds like it will probably be the last event. And these events are great. They're like, they have great speakers and lots of really good people there, lots of good vendors. So I will, I can't guarantee you that we would cross paths, but we would love to have you there nonetheless. So thank you so much for saying that. Any brands of bras to wear that are wireless rather than sports bras? I don't have any specific brands. I guess you just have to look for brands that are wireless and not sports bras, Diane. I think that there's a lot of different choices out there. And a lot of them have now, they have cloth folds around the bottom for support. They have rolls of that are cloth. Instead of the wires, because and if you haven't read the book, I'm Dressed to Kill. It's a really interesting book that got a lot of press when it was written, I think, in the late 90s, and then of course it got poo-pooed and shut down, and because the entire cancer industry, anytime something comes up that's a simple solution for breast cancer prevention or any other types of cancer prevention, it gets totally poo-pooed and shut down. So I think that those sorts of things are, that book, Dressed to Kill, might be something that you find interesting. And one last question here, because we're right up at the top of the hour here. I'm injured by one shot. Will zeolite help with the healing? I'm doing urotherapy. It's working, which is working as well. The zeolite, we can't make any claims about whether or not it's going to help you if you've been vaccine injured. But we know from the autism community that it does a lot to remove the heavy metals. We don't know if it removes the nanobot technology. The oral EDTA does tend to break that up, and it's the Kelex that we recommend a lot. You know, through our site, we recommend Kelex, Chelex. It's in our store. You take four of those a day that help to break up some of the nanobot technologies and some of the other things that are possibly in the shots. But it's it really could help overall just with health and healing. For you, but we can't make any claims of whether or not it's going to specifically help. But I think that the zeolite will help everything, and because we live in a horribly toxic world, and taking the Pure Body Extra, the sprays can't hurt, probably will help. And I think that we already put it up there in the chat. Where if you can get your first bottle at a great discount for, I think that they put it up there again. It's drtdetox.com. DRT, that's me, drtdetox.com. You'll find a lot of helpful suggestions there. So we're out of time for this morning again.
And Dr. T, can I just add one thing quickly? So someone was asking about the bras. CJ Grace, we did an interview with her. If you guys go into our podcasts, it was a Brighteon TV show that we did with CJ Grace, but it also sits in our podcast. We have free podcasts, everyone. If you go into the drtempany.com site, excuse me, now I have to cough, Dr. T. go to drtempany.com site and go under the podcasts. There's a section there that says free, and you can search. There's a search button that you can search in the name CJ Grace. And Dr. T did an interview with her all about cancers and bras, specifically the underwire bras. Go and watch those episodes. You know, there's a lot of educational material in those podcasts. So take advantage of them. We'd love for you to become a member and into our premium podcast, because that supports what Dr. T does, the team does, and helps us to keep doing this for you. And bring this free material to you. So please, if you can, do sign up for our podcasts so that we can continue to bring out support for the world. But anyway, CJ Grace, that interview was free, and it's in the free podcast section if you're interested. Sorry, Dr. T.
Well, that's okay. That's good. And, you know, like I said, it takes a village. And, you know, we're changing some of our podcast memberships. We're making them simpler so that people can join and be part of what we're doing. And we understand summer's coming, people are busy. But the podcasts are available that you can search and go back. And if you're a premium podcast member, there's lots of extra things that you get. So you can find that by going to drtempany.com and hover over the podcast tab, and you can see what is coming and what's available. So with that, I want to thank everybody for being here again this morning. These hours go by so fast, and I really appreciate the questions that people bring to the table on Tuesday mornings. You can bring a whole bunch more questions are just welcome all the time. So with that, remember, we've got 7 podcasts a week that we do. We do Monday morning. We do This Week with Dr. T. Then Monday night is the Bridie Ann Show. Tuesday morning is, of course, where you are right now with Morning Coffee. Tuesday night is Happy Hour with Dr. T, where we do a Bible study, and we have great interviews with pastors and Christian writers and Christian business people. Thursday night is Critically Thinking with Dr. T, and also another happy hour that is, we're going to be doing some really interesting things over there this week. So mark your calendars and stay with us, because we really love you and we really appreciate our audience. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible that I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in trouble, because trouble will come. And be persistent in prayer, because God hears you. And next time, remember to lean into God. Trust him for everything. He'll never let you down. Thank you so much for being here this morning. We'll see, mark your calendars. We'll be here at the same place, same time next Tuesday morning. Have a good week, everybody. Goodbye and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries, and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place
to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.